Hi, I'm Dr. Frank Veith. I'm professor of vascular surgery at New York University and the Cleveland Clinic. Today I'm going to be talking about the OVER trial, which is a trial comparing open aneurysm repair with endovascular aneurysm repair in patients who could undergo either form of treatment. Interestingly, the long-term results of the OVER trial were just published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and they were very interesting, and I'd like to talk about them a little bit today. The bottom line conclusion of the OVER trial is that the two treatments, that is open repair and endovascular repair, or EVAR, for AAAs, have essentially equivalent results, that EVAR is not better and it's not worse. And indeed, if you look at the long-term survival curves of the two groups of patients, at the end, they come out equal. But as we've spoken about and written about in the past, randomized trials can be misleading. And I'd like to talk a little bit about that. They're thought to be the holy grail of evidence-based medicine, and that all practice should be based on randomized trials. But it's not quite that simple. Randomized trials can have flaws, and they can be misinterpreted. And the OVER trial, in my opinion, is subject to some of these misinterpretations. It's interesting also that there were two previous trials comparing the same two treatments, older trials, the DREAM trial and the EVAR-1 trial, that came up with essentially similar conclusions, that the long-term survival results after the two therapies were about the same. And all three of these trials, but particularly the OVER trial, had some items that are worth mentioning. The most important one is that in all three trials, and particularly the OVER trial, the mortality, the 30-day mortality for EVAR was much less than it was for open repair. And the curves remained, the survival curves remained disparate for 3 years in the OVER trial. So it took 3 years for the so-called catch-up in mortality to occur, and after 3 years, the results were equal. But there's a problem with this. For an aneurysm patient, what could be more important than increased survival, increased lifespan? And if you look at the OVER trial results, the survival curves, the space between the survival for the two forms of treatment, that is open repair and endovascular repair, that space represents increased survival for patients. So on that basis, I don't believe that the two treatments are equivalent, because what could be more important to a patient with an aneurysm, most of them elderly anyhow, than living longer? In addition, the OVER trial, like the other two trials, is not reflective of the current state of the art of EVAR. We now have better grafts, we have more skilled operators, more experience, we know how to handle problems better. So the fact that in the OVER trial and the other two trials, there was roughly equivalence, to me, along with this catch-up phenomenon issue, proves that EVAR is the better form of treatment for a patient who could have either. And I think it's important to keep in mind the fact that randomized trials, which are great, these trials were all good trials, well conducted, flawless in many regards, but they have to be interpreted in the light of possible misinterpretations and some of the things like those that I've mentioned. So in conclusion, just because it's a randomized controlled trial and published in a leading journal like the New England Journal or Lancet doesn't mean that it's absolute or necessarily totally right. I'm Dr. Frank Veith. That's my opinion, and thanks for watching.